I suppose if the city was nervous yesterday, it's very nervous today because we're on the edge of an amazing weekend of football. We the lads yesterday who won their five in a row, but of course the ladies have it all to play for today with their three in a row. And I just want to wish them all the best of luck and to encourage Dubliners to get out and support ladies football, to support their city, to support this group of girls that do fantastic performances over the season. And this is the performance to come out and see it. This is when we make history.
What would you say to the pundits who I've heard now over the last couple of days that say that they think Galway might just pip them?
Well, look, as we saw, that nothing is a foregone conclusion in football. Every game is a game of the day. But I really hope the ladies do well. I think they deserve it. I think they have worked so hard, not just this season, for the last three seasons. And I hope it's going to be another double win for Dublin. And I think we'll double up and we'll have a great celebration for both teams.
And I know you can't probably say anything or give anything away, but I'm assuming that the council will have something lined up now over the next week or so in terms of celebrations, particularly if the ladies win.
Yeah, obviously out of respect, yesterday we announced that we wouldn't make any announcement ahead of the result of the ladies' match, and I think that's only right. These two matches should be treated equally, and we're going to treat any win equally as well. Should there be a victory for the Dublin ladies today, we'll have a double homecoming for both teams, a joint homecoming, and that'll happen in the coming weeks. Obviously, the replay changed all the logistics, but we're going to work really hard to make it a great day for Dublin and a great family day out for everybody.